The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
We'll hear from economist Dan O'Brien in a moment, but first, Martina Hennessy from Doddle.ie. What benefit will there be to mortgage holders as a result of today's announcement by the European Central Bank that it's cutting its interest rates by a quarter of 1%?
So yes, it'll be a welcome announcement for tracker mortgage holders, Matt, because today's quarter percent reduction will positively impact, there's 180,000 approximately tracker mortgage holders in Ireland who'll see their mortgage repayments decrease as a result of this decrease within 30 days. So today's reduction will result in decreased payments of just under €400 per annum for a tracker mortgage holder who has an outstanding mortgage balance of 250,000 over a 15-year term. But more so, while any rate reduction is positive, even with today's rate reduction, that mortgage holder, that same mortgage holder, will continue to have annual repayments which are €6,500 higher than it was pre the rate increases of 2022. So as such, tracker mortgage holders will be hopeful that further rate increases will follow this year.
Indeed. Now, is there any guarantee that the banks will pass on this interest rate reduction to those who have variable rate mortgages?
So in normal course of business, banks' variable rates and also their deposit rates should broadly increase or decrease as the ECB base rate moves. So there has been some decreases in variable rates and also in fixed rates over the last number of weeks as this rate reduction by the ECB was widely anticipated. So some have built in already, but there certainly would be hope that some of the higher variable rates will certainly start to come down because of this drop.
And will it mean that new fixed rate mortgages may be cheaper as well? Obviously, anyone who's on a fixed rate at present continues to pay that. But anyone who's looking to get a fixed rate, will that be cheaper to purchase?
Over the last 2 months, really, again, in anticipation of this ECB rate decrease, rates have started to drop. So rates have come down in some cases by up to 1%. So the main banks will note that even though the ECB increased their rates by 4.75%, the banks themselves in Ireland did not increase those rates at such a level. So if we're holding out for rates to kind of unilaterally drop in the market, I don't think that will necessarily, the same resulting decrease won't happen over the course of the next decreases with the ECB. However, we should see individual rates drop. We should see some, in particular, the non-bank lenders and the loan servicing firms reducing rates because their cost of funding has reduced.
Indeed, and that's a big issue, isn't it, for many people, is that if they're with some of these non-bank lenders, they're being charged extraordinarily high rates at present.
Absolutely. And the Taoiseach called today for rate reductions or cuts in funding costs to be passed on to consumers. So it's always a challenge. It has been the case where those loan servicing firms, those clients who are with or customers who are with loan servicing firms have borne the brunt of the recent rate increases since 2022. So it would be very hopeful that those rate decreases or the reduced cost of funding will be passed on to those consumers.
Thank you very much, Martina Hennessy from Doddle.ie. Dan O'Brien, the Chief Economist with the Institute of International and European Affairs, is with us. So Dan, this is the start, is it, of a number of interest rate reductions to bring us back towards where we had been before the inflation crisis, or is it?
It probably is, Matt, but I think there's a good bit of uncertainty around that. Economists, myself and central bankers and pretty much everyone have not had a great record on this bout of inflation in terms of how quickly it developed, how high it went, how long it lasted. So central bank people who are making these decisions know that. They know that the forecasting of inflation has been poor, and they can't be sure that inflation is going to continue falling back to where the target. So there's some uncertainty around the future cuts in interest rates, but they do look likely.
But how quickly will it happen? And will they go back to the low interest rates that we had enjoyed prior to the Russian invasion of Ukraine?
I think those sort of that long period prior to, over the past 10, 15 years has been historically, and that's going back hundreds of years, has been very unusual to have rates as low as they were, pretty much at zero. Was very unusual. So I think it's unlikely we'll go back to that if we look at the long sweep of centuries of financial history. Are they likely to go considerably lower than they are now? Probably yes, if inflation continues to come down as the European Central Bank expects. Now, it doesn't expect a 2% rate, which is its target, until the end of next year. So that's, still... That means we've got another 2 years of inflation above 2%, which is not ideal and not what the ECB wants, there's a risk because services prices, inflation is a good bit higher than that. Employment, the employment situation is very tight in Europe, and those factors can lead to more inflation. So if inflation comes down as the ECB expects, we can expect another cut as soon as next month, certainly by September, and more cuts then, a couple more cuts, a good few more cuts over the next, say, year, 18 months. But that all depends on what happens to inflation, and we have to admit there's a lot of uncertainty around that.
Now, Martina explained to us how those in tracker mortgages automatically benefit because their interest rate on their loans is pegged to the ECB rate. But can we be confident that the banks will hand on loan reductions, not just on other types of mortgages, but on credit card loans, term loans, overdrafts, and also, very importantly for the economy, business loans?
Yeah, we can't. On the basis of recent history, we can't be sure of that. So there is some uncertainty about that. As Martina very expertly said, the 180,000 people on the trackers will immediately benefit, and that will leave more money in people's pockets, which could boost consumer spending. But there's uncertainty around all of those other kinds of loans that are variable, that are important to the economy, but there is uncertainty about how they'll be passed on.
How important is the level of interest rates to the economy and to how people live their day-to-day lives?
Okay, that's a tough one, and it would have been very easy to answer that a few years ago, but the economy just is behaving in ways that we kind of didn't expect it. Inflation for being one example, but also the relationship between the central bankers putting their foot on the gas, putting their foot on the brake, which is what higher interest rates are like when trying to control the economy, that hasn't been as impactful as it would have been in the past. The recent increase in interest rates that we've seen has been very big and very quick by historical standards. Many people expected that to slam the European economy and other economies where interest rates went up, to slam the brakes on after recessions. Yet we haven't had that. So despite levels of debt being high by historical standards, you would have expected higher interest rates to have had more effect on the real economy. But that relationship is not as clear as it used to be. So again, you don't want to sound overly certain about these things, that there has been a change in that relationship, and it's important just to say that our sort of expertise in this area may not be as good as we thought it once was.
Don O'Brien, Chief Economist with the Institute of International and European Affairs. Thank you for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.